She looks a little dejected. He rolls up the window again. She walks around the car and hops in on the passenger side. Thanks for stopping, she smiles.
Yeah, says Uwe.
She's eating French fries. Uwe reaches forward and puts more newspaper on the floor in front of her. She starts laughing. He can't understand at what.
I need your help, Uwe, she says suddenly.
Uwe doesn't seem spontaneously or enormously enthusiastic.
I thought you could help me pass my driving test, she continues.
What did you say?
Asks Uwe, as if he must have heard her wrong. She shrugs.
Patrick will be in Cass for months. I have to get a driver's license so I can give the girls lifts. I thought you could give me some driving lessons.
Uwe looks so confused that he even forgets to get upset.
So in other words, you don't have a driver's license?
No.
So it wasn't a joke?
No.
Did you lose your license?
No, I never had one.
Uwe's brain seems to need a good few moments to process this information, which, to him, is utterly beyond belief.
What's your job? He asks.
What's that got to do with it? She replies.
Surely it's got everything to do with it.
I'm a real estate agent.
Uwe nods.
And no driver's license?
No.
Uwe shakes his head, grimly, as if this is the very pinnacle of being a human being who doesn't take responsibility for anything. Vivana smiles that little teasing smile of hers again, scrunches up the empty French fries bag, and opens the door.
Look at it this way, Uwe. Do you really want anyone else to teach me to drive in the residential area?
She gets out of the car and goes to the trash can. Uwe doesn't answer, he just snorts. Jimmy shows up in the doorway.
Can I eat in the car?
He asks, a piece of chicken sticking out of his mouth. At first, Uwe thinks of saying no, but then realizes they'll never get out of here at this rate. Instead, he spreads so many newspapers over the passenger seat and floor that it's as if he's preparing to give the car a respray.
Just hop in, will you, so we can get home, he groans and gestures at Jimmy.
Jimmy nods, upbeat. His cell phone plings.
And stop that noise, this isn't a bloody pinball arcade.
Sorry, man, work keeps emailing me all the time, says Jimmy,
balancing his food in one hand and fiddling with the phone in his pocket with the other.
So you have a job then, says Uwe.
Jimmy nods enthusiastically.
I program iPhone apps.
Uwe has no further questions. At least it's relatively quiet in the car for 10 minutes until they roll into the parking area outside Uwe's garage. Uwe stops alongside the bicycle shed, puts the Saab into neutral without turning off the engine, and gives his passengers a meaningful look.
It's fine, Uwe. Patrick can manage on his crutches from here, says Parvana with unmistakable irony.
Cars aren't allowed in the residential area, says Uwe.